Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by Steve Larratt, a business research analyst at ShareTalk. How are you today, Steve?
Not too bad, Zach. How are you?
Revved up for the new year, that's what I am.
Excellent. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
And viewers, even. We've got one or two viewers, too. But let's look at the stock market. What are the particular highlights for you at the moment?
Well, obviously, during Christmas, it's been quite a sort of quiet point in time. So it's just watching the market sort of reemerge and wake up into the new year. So it's still interesting to look at the fallout after Donald Trump. So it's definitely going to be an interesting year.
I mean, do you think there'll be a bit for you some jitters in the next in the days ahead of January the 20th? T-Day, when Mr. Trump heads to the White House?
I don't think a lot would have changed sort of between what's happened previously and what happens now. The market is obviously deciding what it wants to do and the way forward. I think the most interesting bit of news that there's been over the last few weeks is reference their Ford factory that they were going to open in Mexico, and the fact that you said you put the business into Mexico, I'm going to put such high levies, you won't be selling your product in this country.
Well, they would have had the other problem of having to go through a wall every time they were going backwards and forwards from Mexico as well, which would have been logistically rather difficult, I assume.
Well, if Ford were going to do that, they would have to obviously put some sort of gate in the way. And I don't think they've got enough budget for that to happen. But the amount of jobs that he would create by building a wall.
Well, yeah, they'd have to put a hole in the wall, I think, probably. But are there any specific stocks that you've got your eye on that we should be watching out for the first few days or the first few weeks of 2017?
I think one of the most interesting interviews I did in December was for a company called Amrit Pharmaceutical.
Right.
And I've gone away having a look at sort of specific sort of pharmaceutical based products for these sort of microcap stocks. And one that I've had my eye on for a while is a company called Microzaic, ticker MSYS. And looking at the sort of historical chart, they've had a bit of a turbulent end to last year. However, they have got sort of major sort of TR1 holders within the stock. The share price historically has been a lot higher than where it currently is now. And on their last reports, they reported that they've got £5.7 million on the accounts, no debts or loans outstanding, and the market cap's down at around the £6 million mark. So it's technically looking like a very interesting company going forward. And there's sort of expected news flows within its sort of technology. So they basically develop chip-based sort of mass spectrometry equipment. So where you see all the waves and everything like that on sort of scientific equipment. And they are basically improving efficiency within sort of research and development or companies along the lines of Amrit Pharmaceutical.
Right, so two for the price of one there, two companies for the price of one on that one.
Basically, they've got a lot of underlying research. All of the technology that they've got is patented, and I definitely think it's one of the companies that is looking very sort of favourable, if you like. Just technically on the sort of chart and against the cash balance and market cap versus the direction the company will be taking, it's looking sort of very, very productivity-wise based across the next year. It could be a very interesting one to keep an eye on.
Right. I mean, those are a couple of prospects for the future. Any company that you want to flag up as a lap of honour situation where you were keen on it and it's actually performed?
There's been too many to choose from.
Obviously, yes. It's a difficult question, I know.
Well, if you have a look at sort of emerging markets, you've got mining and oil looking to sort of get back in, and several companies are obviously coming back to the forefront there. And obviously in the background as well, a lot of technological-based companies recently have done very well. CloudTag have done well. Again, they're just sort of going through a rebranding process. Then you've got sort of several companies that are doing sort of similar things. So a company called EVHR, they've got sort of technology based around virtual reality, and their share price over the last sort of 10 days has rocketed. So that's a emerging sort of sector in sort of technologies.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about CloudTag because there's some one or two siren voices who seem to think the company is totally a zero. Why are they saying that, and why is the market disagreeing with them so far?
Basically, without any sort of sound orders, the expectation was for a major company to come in and say, right, we want to buy 1 million products. A product like CloudTag does not operate or work that way. What they want to do is find a distribution network, distribution partners, and then they basically say, right, we'll have an order of 10,000 products. So when you're having a look at a market cap above sort of £30 million, to only get an order of, say, 10,000 products, it's only £100,000 worth of technology if the product's worth around about the £100 mark. So it doesn't balance on the market cap versus the potential. However, when you have a look at companies like Garmin, Fitbit, etc., that are obviously established out there and in the marketplace, there is obviously the need and requirement there for a sort of more specific product, and again there are obviously still looking at sort of emerging markets, potential there for it to be utilized with sort of pharmaceutical companies, NHS, nursing homes, that sort of scenario. So I would definitely say it's a company to keep an eye on still. Value versus the market cap, again, bit of a question mark. But it's obviously an emerging market and an emerging company within that market. So let's see what 2017 brings for them.
Let's see indeed. Steve Lowrett, business research analyst at Shares Talk, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Thank you.